Chapter 8, Section 4. The Allies secure victory in Japan. We're the good guys, right? The war was almost over, but the war had just begun. Some historians assign May 10, 1945, as being the first day of the Cold War, the ideological conflict between communist-influenced powers, including the countries liberated by the Soviets, and the West, the countries liberated by the Allies around the world. Based in part by the research of Albert Einstein, a new weapon was tested in July of 1945 that would change the face of warfare forever, the atomic bomb. The bomb used the power within atoms to unleash a destructiveness never before witnessed on the planet. While the United States was concerned during the war that the Axis might be working on a similar project, the U.S. at that point was the only country on Earth in possession of atomic weapons. However, as of summer 1945, the U.S. was not the only country fighting in the Pacific. During that summer, the Soviet Union, for the first time, declared war on Japan. The Western Allies were concerned that if Japan were invaded, as Nazi Europe was, it would be split between communist and Western territories, just like Europe had been.